Nolte, CNN lost a third of its primetime viewers in 2022, an election year. By John Nolte on January 3, 2023. Far-left CNN lost 33% of its primetime viewers in 2022, despite the fact it was an election year, compared to 2021, which was not an election year. CNN also recorded its lowest MO viewership ever. CNN, a left-wing propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, is falling fast, falling hard, but never hard or fast enough. AJ Katz writes. CNN, like MSNBC, saw substantial year-over-year TV viewing losses despite 2022 being an election year. The network shed minus 33% when sick, total primetime viewers, minus 36% of viewers from the primetime demo, minus 27% in total day viewers and minus 34% in the total day demo versus 2021. In fact, the network's 122,000 total day demo average in 2022 represents CNN's smallest demo audience ever. Smallest demo audience ever. Couldn't happen to a nicer group of smug liars. So what does that mean as far as raw numbers? Read on. That means CNN averages only 722,000 primetime viewers, 171,000 primetime demo viewers, 25 to 54 age range, 565,000 total day viewers, and 122,000 total day demo viewers. As far as the cable news race, KNLL is in last place by a country mile. Yeah, MSNBC lost 21% of its primetime viewers. But MSNBC still attracted an average of 1.25 million. MSNBC lost 19% of its total day viewers. But still attracted 734,000 total day viewers, which is more than KNLL's average primetime viewership. Fox News continues to dominate, losing only 2% of its primetime audience from last year while gaining 12% in total day viewers. Fox averaged 2.31 million primetime viewers, three times CNN, and 341,000 primetime demo viewers. In total day, Fox averaged 1.48 million viewers, nearly three times CNN, and 228,000 demo viewers. In the all-important demo, that sets ad rates, Tucker Carlson grabbed an average of 517,000 viewers in 2022, which nearly matches CNN's total day viewership numbers. Thanks to its history of the Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. And hiring some of the most off-putting, arrogant, dishonest, and unlikable anchors in the history of television, CNN is floundering into obscurity and irrelevance. No one likes CNN. No one trusts CNN. And the changes instituted by CNN's new chief, Chris Licht, are nothing compared to the DEFCON 1 enema that the shady, discredited outlet requires. Documenting the slow-motion destruction of CNN is one of life's true joys. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.